Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Morning.
Hello. I was just say Jeremy should be here. There he is.
Hey, folks.
Morning, afternoon, day, whatever your time zone is.
Welcome.
We'll do the thing that we do and give it a couple minutes to let people roll in before we get started. All right, we got a pretty good crowd. I think we could probably get started. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Can everybody see?
Rolling hills.
Yes. See nice rolling fields, mountains. Oh, you destroyed
Okay,
it.
sorry. So much less fun. Okay. All right, fantastic. Well, welcome everybody to the October 30th Product Council meeting. We're going to get going with that as soon as I get all my little windows arranged. I think this will work. Let's see, I'm trying a new browser out, the ChatGPT browser. So for all I know, it's going to interject in the middle of what we're doing. Okay. To get things kicked off, Todd, are you good taking notes today?
Yep.
Awesome, and thank you for doing that. As far as announcements go, I wanted to draw everybody's attention to the fact that the Sunflower CSP has been released. I'm sure y'all have seen that on Slack. And there has been some talk about in the PC. Looking forward in the future to us trying to come up with some sort of publication around things like releases and CSPs that maybe make them a little more consumable to the layperson. CSP number two, yeah. And any other announcements that we did not anticipate? Okay, let's move on into housekeeping. We're going to do liaison updates. And so, Todd, I know you're taking notes, but do you have any TC updates?
Yes, I'll go ahead and just click update here so you can pick that up. Yeah, the main topics were the pilot for exist evaluation of existing modules is getting underway. Some more talk on support periods, and then which I think will be touching on later in this meeting. And then the main dedicated discussion was about conventions and management of environment variables, which really affects primarily deployment and development. I don't think anyone else really is going to be terribly interested.
It's one of those really important things that nobody outside the TC cares about, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. And it looks like we had no updates for the community council and the RMS group. We'd like to do an action item review. So I'm going to scroll down, hopefully not too quickly, down to our outstanding action items. And they're pretty great. I'm at the top of the list here with bring up newsletter concept with the council chairs. The idea here being that we've been trying to highlight aspects of our meeting that we feel like would be useful in some sort of periodic digest to kind of communicate to the community what's been going on, at least in this council, but we feel like that would be a useful thing. More or to do more broadly across our community. So we wanted to see if we could get the other councils on board with that. But as y'all see, I have not done that. So that is still needing to be done. And we have Yana down to reach out to Rachel concerning Legacy Folio newsletter. Was this something that you were able to do, Yana? Or do we have you here?
Not yet, but hi. Sorry, yes, I'm here. I'm having a meeting with her next week, so I will get that next
Perfect.
week.
Yeah. And then Thomas, we have you down to reach out to implementers to determine if their survey can satisfy the PC's goals for a list of modules with maintenance statuses. Was that a conversation you were able to have yet?
We had our meeting last week, but Tara was out, so I was just going to wait until she actually gets back, so it's all three of us.
Cool,
So,
cool.
won't be next week, it'll be the following week.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. All right. updates on active initiatives. We got three working groups that have been recently kicked off to advance the top three priorities for the PC coming out of WolfCon. So we're just going to touch in with each one of those and see how things are going. I think we have a lot of stuff on the calendar for next week, but just if there's anything that would like to be shared from each one of the working groups or any questions that they'd like to bring to the product council as a whole, anything from the community priorities dashboard group.
We're meeting actually right after this meeting. We've been drafting asynchronously a charter with some goals and deliverables and stuff. So we're hoping to have a draft that's ready to share with the PC in the coming weeks. We're awesome. Making some progress.
I think, Alexis, that your update is going to sound really familiar for the next two groups, probably. So speaking for the Community Directed Development Framework Working Group, we met yesterday, and very much the same thing. Our discussion was completely centered around getting a charter together. We kind of broke some ground on that, but have decided to do the next piece asynchronously, and if everything goes well, we'll have something next Thursday. And if not, after that. How about the RMS PC roles, relations, and communications group? Anyone from that group?
So if Autumn is not here, then as a regular member, I can say the same. We worked on, we have also met this week, and we are, I'd say, 80% done with writing up the charter. So hopefully we have something to share with PC next week.
Yeah, of the two groups I'm a part of, the one that I'm chairing is a lot further behind this RMS group. We've made a lot better progress in that group, I feel like. But cool. All right. So we're on to our main topics for today. Our first one being some guests that we have here from the Consortia SIG. I believe I saw Lucy online with us, and we've invited the Consortia SIG here to share their top five priorities. And so if you are ready, Lucy, I'll hand things over to you.
I am ready, and we have Vivian here as well, so we are co-conveners. I did already put these into the dashboard, so is that the best way to sort of pull them up and show them to you? Okay, hold on 1 second while I
do that. Don't work great.
Okay, give me 1 second. Of course, I make a, actually, let me do this. And Folio Community Priorities Dashboard is the easiest way to bring this up. Okay, let me share this. Here we go. Okay, so we've added ours down just at the bottom here. I added them this morning. So we have five, and just generally run through them real quick. The first one is building a framework for generating bulk edit forms based on user-defined configurations. So the topic that was actually number one, if I click over, sorry, how do I get rid of this? I know I'm screen sharing. How do I get rid of the black bar at the top so that I can maybe, can you follow me if I do this? Are you still back? Are you still seeing the, what are you seeing right now? Are you seeing?
We're seeing something. We're seeing something interesting and not the priorities dashboard.
Got it. That's what I was hoping for. So this was our document that we were using to gather feedback and voting on our, anything that was tagged with a consortia label anywhere in Jira. So you'll see that technically our number one is bulk editing of Folio instances specifically. That is not what we're actually going to recommend as number one. We're actually going to recommend this one that's further down, building a framework for generating bulk edit forms, because that is a prerequisite for the others and will be a foundational item for creating a number of bulk edit opportunities. So that one actually is our number one. Let me scroll over back to the priorities dashboard. And then I think if I click on this, you will follow me again, making sure. Yes. Okay, great. So this is already in refinement and already, I think, fairly well understood and in hand here, well fleshed out. So this feels like a very strong candidate for us for number one. As we move into number two, allowing a user to unshare or demote a shared instance to be a local instance. So currently, if something is promoted to be a shared instance within Folio consortia environment, it remains there even if the local institution who put it there doesn't want it to remain shared any longer. So being able to demote it back down would be an excellent priority. Enhanced inventory repression for consortia. This is a different issue, but sort of related to this topic of being able to, manage your local stuff locally, as well as consortially. And then this next one is the ability to create centrally managed import profiles. So this is one that we're actively dealing with in Galileo right now. So the use case, if you click through to that one, you'll see is from Galileo, the ability to create centrally managed import profiles and import things across a consortia. And then the last one, which was a late addition, we initially were going to recommend the we were looking at a couple of other things that got ranked higher. We did not end up recommending those. One has to do with requesting across all tenants at once, which sounds great, but if you click through, actually the only thing that this is requesting is this specific part. If items that were unavailable to fulfill when the request was placed become available, then that item should have a chance to re-enter the queue. And we didn't feel like that specific use case was a high enough priority to move forward with. And then also sharing publication patterns between tenants. We had a discussion with Owen earlier this week about this, and there is functionality in Sunflower that we feel is sufficient to meet the intent of this call right now. So we're removing that one and instead going with this cooperative collection development. So the ability to have a last copy notification. Let me scroll through to that one real quick. And Vivian, I see your hand. I'll turn to you in just a moment here. So here, implementing cross-consortial last copy notification within Folio for libraries that are using Folio, but also outside of for folks that are using union catalogs that may bring in non-Folio libraries. That's a use case that both Mobius and Galileo have a need for. So the ability to have a notification, ideally within Folio, when an item is being removed from a union catalog that may include non-Folio libraries as well. Vivian, go ahead.
I just wanted to provide some additional context for that second item on demoting or unsharing a record. For us in our implementation, pretty much all of our library's records were loaded to the central tenant. And then once we were live, a lot of our libraries discovered, oh, that's everything. That's our computers. That's like the equipment that we check out. That's everything. And they want to be able to unshare certain things, personal copies, local stuff, equipment, that kind of thing. I mean, that does seem to just address migration issues, but it could very well be. I mean, we're looking at an ongoing thing as well, but for Mobius, at least right now, it's very much about cleaning up the database.
There's also on the Galileo side, there are granularities in cataloging permissions that we have right now in Alma that the permissions are not that granular, as granular in Folio. So this is the ability to, if you have somebody who does something that they shouldn't have done, the ability to a little bit more control to roll that back and have that be a local issue rather than a consortial issue. Jeremy?
I'm wondering about what you just said about permissions, if that analysis of the granularity of permissions has been done on current Okapi installations as well as Eureka, and if the assessment is the same or if y'all have looked into the main.
We're on Eureka, so yeah, it's yeah, it's
Oh,
the issue is
in
the
Eureka.
issue remains.
Okay. Good to know. Would you like to move into a more general Q&A?
Sure. Yes, I think we're done with our portion of the presentation.
Thank you so much. I see Alexis has her hand up.
Yeah, I have a process question. So you said that there was some you did some voting and then you made some decisions about prioritizing things differently than the way the voting kind of came out. Can you talk a little bit more about who made those decisions and how sort of this might impact things in the future?
Yeah, so I mean, we've been widely promoting our help us prioritize sorry, let me see if I can put in this one. Yeah, this page right here, we have been promoting fairly widely for a few months now, including we presented at WolfCon on some of what our ask people to contribute. This is, I mean, we did not get hundreds of feedback here, right? So, I mean, the highest voting thing we got was 11 things. So we got some feedback, but not a huge amount. So what we have been doing is just having this as a discussion item at our at our Consortia SIG meetings. Over the last several months, we have invited product owners to come and speak with us as appropriate. We have invited in some external folks as well, either from Mobius or from Galileo or from the community in general to come in and weigh in. And we just discussed it in the meetings and then posted our results to our Slack channel and allowed folks to, if anybody felt that we were going in a bad direction, they could have weighed in. But this appears to be where we're at. We'll
Okay.
also note that this isn't forever. Right, that this is some of the things that we talked about, are maybe longer term, solutions that we would want maybe to revisit in the future. But in the interest of getting you your our top five priorities, this is where we're at right now.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I guess I didn't. I don't know if this is true of other SIGs, but the fact that you had sort of put this larger call out for feedback on the various tickets. And then you brought it back to the SIG makes total sense. Thanks.
Jeremy.
Would you say that I mean, it seemed like from watching you go through these that one of the reasons why you might prioritize something lower down on the rankings here would be kind of preparedness or kind of like the level of refinement of that particular issue in Jira. Did that factor into the conversation a lot or?
I mean, it did a bit, not so much in the setting of the priority, but in the if we're proposing something as a priority, we need to ensure it is at least sufficiently fleshed out for somebody to do something with it. So, for example, the ability to create centrally managed import profiles, I asked Sean, who is our lead, to go in and at least put something, in here around a use case, and we can go in and add more details if it's necessary. But we've got Galileo listed here as somebody that can be called on to, add use cases to here. And again, this top one, this bulk edit of folio instances, if you click through to this one, you will see that there is a, I believe, has to be done after this one, right? So it was already identified in this ticket that the one that got our number one ranking can't actually be done until something that was lower ranked is completed. So that felt like a good rationale to go ahead and throw our endorsement behind the lower ranked, one in order to get that done and move forward.
That makes a lot of great sense. Any other questions? I in general have been asking the SIGs as they've come to present the priorities, just Sorry, every time I go to, tap into my Italian heritage and use my hands to talk, Zoom thinks I'm like trying to, raise my hand or something. It's really throwing me off. But yeah, I'm wondering y'all's experience as a SIG diving into the prioritization process, what that was like for you guys. Did it seem useful? Did it seem like kind of an interruption of business as usual? Was it helpful? What was the experience like on y'all's end?
I mean, I'll let Vivian weigh in here as well from a Galileo perspective. I mean, we were trying to, first off, I'm the executive director of Galileo. I am probably not the best person to be co-chairing and the SIG long term because I am not a day-to-day practitioner. So for me personally, it was sometimes a little tricky sort of like figuring out, from the technical feedback that we are getting from my group and translating that to where does that align with our priorities? And also we are, literally, having our go live decision tomorrow. So it was the timing of it was not great, but it is what it is. It felt like a useful thing to be doing. For Galileo, it will probably become more useful, assuming that we are going live and folks are actively working. Our goal is to try and get our functional team members migrating into a role of, right now they're all focused on implementation, but pulling them over into the SIG arena to get their priorities, and discussions around priorities going in those arenas. So I think it will become more useful moving forward is a long way of saying that for us personally, just because of where we're at in our implementation. Vivian's already live and may have a different perspective on how the conversations went.
I mean, I think it was a very useful process. I think it's a going to continue to be a useful process. It's very helpful to be able to refine the development or, the development that we're seeking. There are certainly some items in our list that really don't apply to Mobius because of the way that we're doing, for instance, all of our library-to-library circulation is being done through the OpenRS rather than across the tenant. So, for instance, the requesting across all tenants at once was not something that Mobius, finds particularly useful for us personally because that's not how we're doing circ. But it's the consortia SIG is interesting because it's a combination of ECS sites and non-ECS sites. And the ECS sites do have some different priorities from the non-ECS sites. But I mean, I think it's a it's I'm running out of words to basically describe the fact that it's this good.
It was messy, but probably will be less messy the next time we do it, and was useful.
I don't know if I've asked this of the other groups, but it's occurring to me that these are the sorts of things that the PC is going to need to wrestle with in the near future. But what kind of cadence do you guys feel like would be useful to return to this conversation? I mean, if y'all had to produce this once a month, that seems like
Oh,
insane.
wait, yeah. I mean, I would say as far as like reporting back out to you, I mean, at the most quarterly and probably, twice a year or even once a year would be a more appropriate cadence. I'm also, full disclosure, volunteered myself to work on the meeting that's happening right after this with the prioritization. So I can communicate my thoughts that way as well.
Alexis, I see your hand, but before you, I just want to jump in and respond to this question as well. I mean, particularly as Folio itself begins to move towards two flower releases per year, I think a revisitation and refinement of priorities of the frequency of twice a year would seem to be most appropriate to me.
Yeah.
So, and that seems to make sense just hear you say it, but it seems like something that mirrors the release cycle seems like a smart idea, is what it sounds like
Absolutely.
what you're saying. Okay. Alexis?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But yeah, thinking about the community priorities working group, one of the things we talked quite a bit about was what kind of documentation or guides or what would be helpful to the SIGs. to help for them to for them to do the prioritization. And I don't know if there's anything that you felt like you wish you had when you were doing this that would have been helpful to guide you through the process.
I
I
mean,
mean, I think
honestly,
we
I was going to say, honestly, I feel like our, at least in this SIG, our intuitive process seemed to kind of do the trick. I mean, we went through all the Jiras and we discussed them and we made the general call for voting and we discussed the top 10 or what seemed to be the top 10. It was actually like the top 15 because so many of them were all ranked the same way or had the same number of votes and then determined what our top five were from there. So I think that the if we did it wrong, then documentation explaining how to what the right way of doing it is, but it kind of feel like the way we did it worked for us.
Good to know. See Charlotte's hand.
Yeah. So if I put on my product owner hat and see, look at this from that perspective and how to funnel these requirements, these expectations to the development team, then I think we right now we have a missing link. So we have the six work on prioritization. We have the presentations here in the PC, but we need to loop in the POs and the development teams. And the POs will pretty soon be doing the finalization of planning of new work for the coming release, so umbrella leave. So I'd say maybe it's the PC who next step is to present for the POs. These are all the six. These are the five priorities. Can we get some initial feedback on what could be will there be bandwidth? Will there be a possibility to have some of this work addressed in upcoming releases?
A really good point, Charlotte. I think that there was a and I guess this inspires me to ask a question from consortia also, but I think there was kind of an expectation that that just by expressing these things and documenting these priorities that there would be the potential at least for an organic communication of that to, to POs. I mean, I know that they are present in the SIG, so they're probably aware that these conversations are happening. But at the same time, we ought not to leave things to chance and taking a more proactive approach to making sure that these things are being communicated is interesting. And I that brings me to my question. In the consortium, y'all's PO is Dennis, is that right?
Yeah.
How involved in the conversation do you feel like he was?
He comes to every
Call him out. I
meeting,
just
so I set the agenda with him at each meeting with him. Vivian and I and Darcy, who's our note taker, and then Dennis. We typically at least three of us are sort of in a conversation prior to each SIG meeting where we talk about it. He's there. He comes every time. So he's been actively involved. Now, some of these, he's not necessarily the product owner on all of these, right? Some of these are issues that affect consortia, but are really more, functionality that is needs to be developed, in another product owner's sphere. So, and we have, invited those product owners as well. I would say, going back to sort of your question about instructions, I think one thing that I wasn't clear on a lot of this getting started. But things like, so what does the status mean, right? So if it's in refinement, does that mean that it's like officially been picked up? Is it's not this one right here, but bulk edit full, well, let me go back to here. So here, this building a framework for generating bulk edit forms, it's already got, a release assigned to it. We went ahead and put this as our number one priority. But the fact that it already has a release assigned to it I believe means that it's already got a very high likelihood of getting done. Yeah, there are, I think that might be the only one that had a release. So there's others that are down here that have, again, Trillium, Umbrella Leaf, Vetch, that have releases with them. Should we be prioritizing things that are that far along, or should we really be focusing on things that are, not yet sort of fully fleshed out or fully picked up or planned for development? I see
Those
Thomas
are
has got
great.
his hand is up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so in refinement usually means that it is ready for development. The only thing I'd be careful of is the fixed versions where it says like Vetch. Umbrella Leaf is probably a little bit more stable, but if there is a fixed version in there, it's usually the person that's overcharge of the development team trying to plan out for future releases, but they can always get bumped fairly easily. So if there's a lot of tech debt, or if there's a lot of bugs that come up, or if there's contractual obligations that come up, they could get bumped out. But that's kind of like their pre-planning process. I would say keeping them on here as a priority does help inform the PO to say this is still a priority for the group and allows them to try to keep it up towards the top.
Yeah, and ideally, maybe it moves up. I mean, Vetch is still, a pretty long ways out. Maybe there's an opportunity to move this up if they're still planning for Umbrella Leaf for that. I don't know. There were also a few places where, and this is more just kind of nitpicky stuff, but we would get into a discussion of a particular topic and then realize that work had been done on this particular issue, and either it was a different ticket or work had been happening outside the ticket, so the information that we had was not necessarily the latest information. And so this ability to share publication patterns between tenants is probably a good idea, a good example of that, where this sounds like a really good idea and it was highly voted, but when or fairly highly voted, when we got in there, we realized that there was already work that and started talking with Owen, we realized that there was work that had happened in Sunflower around the ability to share templates that likely was going to make this not nearly as important of a but that's not really reflected, I mean, except for this little kind of note here, so it sometimes the information was a little hard to find, I guess.
I saw Lisa's hand and I don't anymore. Did you change your mind, Lisa?
Yeah, I'll bring it up during the prioritization group. This is, and Lucy, I'm glad you're going to be there. I think you brought up a lot of good questions that maybe hopefully we can solidify. Specifically, are all the groups picking their top five based on what is not in development, or are they including things in development? I mean, that's really important that we're all consistent. So, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. My initial reaction when you first asked that was thinking, well, maybe it makes more sense to prioritize things that aren't in development. But Thomas, I think you made a really good point that, especially when things are planned for a certain release, at least communicating that's a priority might keep it from being shifted around or deprioritized in development. Stuff changes. So and now I'm starting to lean the other way. So I don't know. I'm glad some people are going to be talking about that. Todd.
Do we have a decision or action around that point, or just a note for future discussion?
I think I mean, I don't know if this is the way to do this or not, but my inclination is to just strongly encourage the working group to embrace that topic. Does that work?
Yeah.
And I, Alexis, are you on board with that idea?
I'm writing it down right now.
Awesome. If we're lobbing suggestions over to y'all's working group, I had another one, but it does kind of shift gears a little bit. So I don't want to bring that up until everyone's satisfied with the consortia conversation. Are we there? Well, thank you
Let's stop
two so
sharing
much.
then.
Yeah, that was great, and we really appreciate the effort that y'all put into coming up with that priorities list and coming here to share that with us. My question for the, and this was not scheduled, but I just it's on my mind, so I'm going to ask it right now. But for the prioritization working group, I am not super familiar with the topics that you are planning on wrestling with, but I know that the next step for us as a PC is, and Charlotte, you kind of touched on this a little bit, is what next? You know, we got these priorities. I know that we've had ideas about like kind of coming up with a PC's top five and kind of, you know, picking from these. Are you all going to be wrestling with that portion of our process of now that we have the priorities coming in from the SIGs, what we do with them?
I'll say I made a note because I took Charlotte's point. I think that's one, in my opinion, and this is for the group and this entire product council, but that's one avenue. I feel like we're creating a thread, a bridge from the SIGs to the PO now, and then Charlotte's talking about into the future what happens. I mean, the way I see it, and one of those, it's just one point, but definitely a good one somehow to bring it forward to the POs. For the purpose that Charlotte said. And also, I think just for that, I think to go back to the SIGs and so the SIGs on know too, there's I know we have that frustration that there's that loop of communication is happening and that we're doing that. But then there's other reasons for the prioritization group and for prioritizing that I think we're going to discuss today. I thought I saw that on the agenda, like what do we hope to get out of this? And one of them is sure, I'm keeping things on the roadmap, but I think other things were mentioned too, like for the community-driven development, for other points. So.
Yeah. All right. That's good to know. Well, any other parting shots or thoughts on community prioritization efforts? If not, I will share my screen again and we'll shift gears to some of the stuff that's been happening in the TC. Okay. Our next agenda item is to dive into a decision record that has been produced by the TC regarding support windows. I don't know who here has had an opportunity to look this over. In fact, I'm going to put y'all all on the spot and ask for a show of hands for people who have read this, just so I can kind of know where we're at in the conversation. So. Let's see, a couple hands. Yeah, there we go. That's the kind of hand I was looking for. All right, so a few of us. All right, okay. It looks like about half of us. Well, that's good. I'm just going to, and we have Julian here. We have folks from the TC here, so I think we probably are going to be able to call on them to give us a quick overview of what's going on here. But I'm gonna, oh, Todd, I see your hand, or is your hand up just for indicating that you read it, or do you have a question?
Yeah, that was the indicating.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just flipping between note taking and manipulating this stuff.
You could put your hand, stop bragging, Todd. No. All right. Yeah, so currently our approach to releases has been that when a release occurs, we have committed to do support for that release and to the two previous versions. So that's been the idea has been that regardless of how long it takes to release something, we have this tail of two versions that get a standardized level of support. I don't believe that it's differentiated. So the CSP support model is in place for everything that is supported. And we do this two version tail. And that's been the support model that has been in place. Looks like what's being proposed here is fixed dates for support that are determined on a per. And please, TC members, jump in and tell me if I get this wrong. But they're determined on a per release basis, and that there will be two modes of support that are being offered that will drop off at different times. Did I read this correctly?
Yeah, for Remsons, there will be two times, but for all other releases, there will be only a single end of support time.
All right. And have I guess we can, since we have folks from the TC here, well, I guess what I'd like to do is maybe it'll just be repeating what I just said, but would someone from the TC be willing to kind of go through and give us their take on what's being proposed here?
Well, maybe I can do this. Well, the key idea is that the underlying software libraries have limited support period. And usually that's about 1 year. And then we don't get any security fixes. And this was a suggestion of the security team, of the Folio security team, that we should limit the support period. And the Spring Boot is the most frequently used library, and that has a fixed support period, so we know this in advance, and therefore the technical council can decide upon the used versions of the technologies and also decide upon the support period. Should be done in connection with the consulting the development teams and the then the release management team, stakeholders team. And the reason why we it comes up is that with the delay of the Trillium release, we get the first time that we have less than two releases per year, and that's the reason why we.
Have we lost Julian?
Yeah, it looks like he's frozen.
I think so, yeah. Might be back.
About 12 months. That is the goal, but it will depend on. Support period of the underlying software libraries.
We lost you there for a little bit, Julian. You froze, but I think we have the general idea of what you're saying. Well, I think maybe if I'm gonna propose a way for us to tackle this topic and see if everybody's on board with this, but since we have several folks from the TC here, seems like it might be good for us to take advantage of that and kind of explore this topic by asking questions or kind of interrogating the idea a little bit. And then maybe our next meeting, we can plan on actually having a vote on this. Does that work for everybody? I'm gonna view that as a lazy consensus. Charlotte, go for it.
I'm just wondering why you want us to vote for this. Because I know the TC has discussed this several times, and so I don't know what is our voting helping here.
So, well, and then, yeah, this is a good point. So this overrides and supersedes certain decisions that have been published by the PC. And the PC definitely has a stake in support cycles, right? It's something that impacts both. There are technical limitations and guidelines to what can be done in regards to support cycles, but then also as users of the product and people guiding the product, using a supported product is definitely also a product concern. So I think, and TC, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the goal here is to see this decision get endorsement from both councils. Is that right?
Yes, and the TC explicitly said that if there are functional issues, and then the PC may change this proposal regarding the functional things. So the technical side has been voted by the TC, and if there are functional CSP requirements, then the PC may change this proposal.
Okay. I think Yeah, and then we see here that this decision record has a spot set aside for us to record our approval. So I'm going to open up the floor. We got about 15 minutes to discuss this. I'm going to open up the floor for any questions. I definitely have a couple, but I'll let other people go first. Alexis?
So forgive me that I didn't read this in advance, but I was just, so I'm wondering, how does this new, how does this override or supersede the PC long-term release and regular release recommendations? Was there a specific conflict there, or it's just sort of a more general, this new process is replacing this old process?
My understanding is that this would mean that there is no longer a two-version support window, that for each release, a specific date will be written down on the calendar that says this release ends its support at this date, regardless of how many other releases have occurred.
Okay, exactly. I see. Thank you.
Yeah. So yes, this would in fact be the end of the current approach. And similarly, there would be no concept of long-term support for any particular release, unless, I suppose, the discussion that the technical council entered into in order to set a date, happened to be significantly longer for a period of time than we typically see. Then you might accidentally have a long-term support release. So I have a question, considering this statement right here. Before development for a file release starts, technical council determines the end date of the support period and the officially supported technologies. In principle, that seems pretty straightforward. But I guess I'm wondering, from the TC's perspective, what criteria they intend to apply when making that decision of setting a date. And if y'all discussed at all putting some sort of parameters and guidelines in place in this decision record to give some kind of assurance that, the date won't be 1 week after release or something insane like that.
Well, it's explained in the
okay.
Part at the bottom there. So the key thing is that Spring Boot is the major driving thing. And Spring Boot has two releases per year, and each two minor releases per year, and each is supported for about 12 months.
Okay. Charlotte?
Yeah, so I have a question. In 2000, in this year, 2025, we were supposed to have two flower releases, but Trillium is very, very delayed, so we will only get one. So the planning is two releases, and that might also be next year, but what if we again have a 6-7 month delay of a release and only get one release? And the delay of the Trillium release was a decision taken a couple of weeks before we had feature freeze. So the decision from the TC on supported technology has been taken, for Trillium has been taken long ago. So I'm a little worried that we, will be either out of sync with the supported technologies if a release is being delayed, or we will be boxing ourselves so is there kind of a where we can revisit previous decisions if we have a situation like Trillium again next year or 2027?
So I'm clear, Charlotte, on what you're asking if there's allowances in this approach for amending the dates after the fact, like revisiting the dates and maybe extending them or changing it. Is that what you're asking?
Just how do we solve a situation if a re planned release is being delayed with 6 months? Yeah, thanks, Jeremy.
Does anybody have an answer to Charlotte's question? Wayne, is that what you're hopping in with?
Yes, but Ingolf, if you had an answer, please jump on in.
Have said something very similar to Charlotte. I think Charlotte addressed the right point. This is the reason why we're doing this at the first time, because Trillium was supposed to come out in November and then everything would have been fine. But it was postponed. And then from January 1st, we don't have support for the Spring Boot. It was scheduled, but now it's out of schedule. It's out of sync, as Charlotte says. And so we had to do this now, this make this proposal, because we cannot support Ramzins from January 4th, 1st anymore. And so as I read this proposal, it is only for Ramzins and Sunflower. But to address Charlotte's question, if in future there will be big delays of a couple of months, we will have this problem again, yes. And then we have to make, I don't know, do we have to make a new proposal, Julian? Or I think it's not in this one, but yes, we will have to set a fixed date. And if there is a release delay, we cannot have support anymore. That's exactly the point.
Thank you, Ingolf. Wayne?
So I just, just to sort of expand a little bit on what Ingolf and Julian have said, and to specifically address Charlotte's concern and also what Thomas mentioned in the chat. I mean, really, we cannot, as a development community, and this is what this proposal is trying to address. We cannot provide security support for underlying libraries that are out of support. So that means that when the Spring framework goes out of support at the end of this calendar year, there's not anything we can. If there are security issues that have been discovered, there's not really a fix for them, right? That's there's just not a way for us to do that, in a financially responsible manner. But there is this sort of compromise that we have proposed specifically for Ramsons, where the security team will continue to monitor security issues for the underlying library and publish them so that implementers can make their decisions based on the best information. So we'll continue to spend resources on supporting Ramsons from a security perspective, but not development resources, right? It'll be more of a monitoring situation. And if there are sort of priority one functional regressions that need to be addressed, for example, a data like something that damages data, we can still make releases, we can still make CSPs if there's some kind of critical issue that needs to be addressed that is functional, not security related,
and not related to one of these underlying libraries. One of these.
Well, I mean, whether it is or not, right? Like, the module may be built on a version of Spring that is out of support, but that doesn't mean you can't fix your own code that's on top of it,
Yeah.
right? And so Charlotte, to address your question, I would say if this comes up again, we would need to have a conversation about whether we would use the same strategy to support a release that is that we have said is past the end of support date, because there's not there aren't good options for implementers. I hope that was not just a lot of words. I hope that was clarifying.
It was really helpful. It occurs to me, hearing you explain that I feel pretty comfortable with what's being proposed for Ramsons in regards to support. Almost to the point where I would love it if this decision record was saying that that's how we were going to treat, like, you know, every release. So that's something I'd be interested in exploring. I think we probably are going to need to have another conversation about this. We have about 4 minutes left. So I'd like to see this on our agenda again next week. But I just real quick, just to wrap things up, I want to get a sense from everybody where they feel like the product council's concern is here, because this gets into technical council territory very, very fast. And if the technical council is saying that we can't support Folio, if we can't support a release of Folio that's based on an unsupported underlying framework like Spring, I think that as the product council, we need to just take that at face value. And, you know, that's a technical decision for sure. But my gut tells me that, you know, the whether or not we are running a supported software at our institutions, and, you know, how long we can run a piece of software that is supported starts to feel also like a product decision. So I'm wanting to know kind of like where we need to really dig in with this. Alexis, help me out.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about from the perspective of like, from, I think this is more of a product perspective, like how often we are doing our upgrades at individual institutions, all of the testing that's involved with all those things, like having, I also completely understand the technical reasons for this proposal, at least to the extent that I'm capable. But from a managing sort of the software at my institution and with the folks who actually have to do the work to do the upgrades and do the testing and all that stuff, it seems having this support, having these windows, not having two versions or not having enough time between versions to do all the things that we need to do our upgrade will be challenging. That is my main concern right now. And I would really like to continue talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. So we're at time. I really appreciate all of you members of the technical council coming and representing these ideas for us and engaging us in conversation. And we would love to have you back next week. If any of y'all are willing, we definitely will be talking about this some more. And I think that brings us to the end of our meeting. Thank you, folks. Take it easy.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.